My name's Just In Time. So, to use modern parlance, I've been triggered. I was listening to the BBC the other day, BBC World Service, and there was somebody being interviewed about... I've actually forgotten what she was being interviewed about. It'll come back to me in a moment. However, she used she said something really annoying, and that was, to quote her, "women and other minorities." So that is an extremely annoying thing to hear. It's bad enough at any time, but to hear it on the BBC, on BBC World Service, broadcast around the world, on mass media, it's a truly infuriating state of affairs, because women are not a minority group. However, I've heard it before, it's not the first time I've heard it. So, you know, it could have been a simple mistake, a simple slip, but I've actually heard it on several occasions, either on mass media or just in conversations I've had with people. So it reminded me of, if I go back to, I think it was about 1998, and I was in Spain, I was in Barcelona with a friend of mine, and we got chatting to a couple of ladies in a bar in Barcelona, and they were... they were actually a mother and daughter from Dominica. I'm not sure if that's Dominican Republic or Dominica, but the Caribbean island that may actually be of the same name. And they said they were American citizens, US citizens. And while I was talking to them, I mean, we spoke to them for a long time, but... At one point in the conversation, the daughter, who was, I believe she was a college student, she was around that age, college, university age, she said that she started going on about this utter drivel of being a disadvantaged person. Because of, because she was, either Hispanic or Latino. I'm not quite sure how they define themselves. Everybody's defined, everybody's labelled, everybody's pigeonholed. And this is something that the right-on-left brigade wants to do, because it suits their agenda. Instead of just having a free, open mind and just being an individual, and having some sense of individuality regardless of your background... and just, you know, assimilating into your current environment and culture. Instead of doing all that, people want to hang on to some kind of identity, and they especially want to hang on to an identity that gives them some form of victim status, some form of oppressed status, or some kind of disadvantage that, in actual fact... seeks privilege. It seeks privilege over the majority of those of the culture that they have now arrived in, that they now reside in. And that's how I see it anyway, and I think it's absolutely happening. And of course, that isn't only for people who are... doesn't only account for immigrants. There's also the case that people who are born into a culture are also seeking some kind of minority status, some kind of disadvantaged victimhood. For example, homosexuals or the LGBT, whatever it's called these days, that's basically gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. And they add these other letters on the end these days. God knows what they mean. I've seen LGBT with something else added onto it. It's just complete utter insanity. And this is all because there's a left-wing conspiracy that emanates from an academic ivory tower syndrome that dictates to us in an authoritarian way as to what we should be thinking. And also there are these lobby groups, and it gives them, it gives various groups or sectors of communities within a society, it gives them a sense of empowerment, and this left-wing academic brigade give these so-called minorities, and it creates minorities as well. I'll come to that in a moment, but it gives them this sense of empowerment and justifies their seeking of privilege. Of course, it doesn't actually say they're seeking privilege. It actually calls it equal rights, or equal rights for minorities. When in fact, what they're doing is they're not seeking equal rights. They've already got equal rights. The Western world is full of equal rights. It's gone beyond equal rights now. It's all about seeking privilege. And that goes for feminism is about seeking privilege for women, and gay rights is about seeking privilege for gay people. It's not about equality. If it were simply about equality, then we've already got laws that are anti-discrimination. We've got laws that don't allow for any form of discrimination. Certainly in the UK where I come from, and I know that speaking to other people in the Western world, I'm not aware of anywhere in the Western world, and not only the Western world, but most of the developed world, but certainly the Western world as I define it, which is the Anglosphere and most of Europe. So that we've already got equality, and we've gone beyond that equality. Equality was achieved a while ago, and now we're in the realm of privilege, where everybody wants to be some disadvantaged group. Everybody wants to be a minority. Everybody wants to be a victim of oppression, blah, 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 blah. It's complete insanity, and it is not progress. So we may have at one point had some semblance of progress with equality and equal opportunity, etc. But we've gone beyond that. We've actually regressed into a state of utter insanity, whereby we've just got squabbling groups of people claiming to be disadvantaged minorities, seeking privilege over a perceived oppressing majority. A footnote to what you've just heard: I was driving my car, so it does get a bit vague and scatty at times. But and I did repeat myself. I used the word insanity perhaps more than I needed to, but it still stands. I think it is insanity to repeat myself again. And I think I missed a couple of. Well, I started on a couple of points and didn't elaborate on those points. I'm going to record another rant, if you like, and pick up on some of those points. But the one that I didn't finish on was when I mentioned the two ladies in Barcelona. The younger one who claimed to be disadvantaged because of her background. Also included on that, there were three things on her list. And one of them was disadvantaged because she was a woman, as well as being Hispanic or Latino, or wherever it is, however she was defined. Anyway, I'm going to pick up on this, continue this in the next recording.